This is Zach.
This is Jack. And
this is
Carl
Woodstock. So, today, Landon will not be attending. So we will, we'll just carry on with the show and we will try and have a good time. Yep, let's go. Okay.
Okay. And, since Landon is, not able to join us, we asked him his questions for this week over the internet, and I'm just gonna tell you what he said, and these questions for today's episode are more difficult. And we have a 10-second timer, so let's get to it. So, for Landon's questions, which accomplished MLB manager skippered his first team in Chicago, later moved to Oakland, and took the Cardinals to the World Series in 2004? And Landon could not figure that one out. And then his second question was, who threw four no-hitters, including a perfect game, played for Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers, and opted not to pitch on Jewish holidays? And he guessed Sandy Koufax, and that was the correct answer, so there's 1 point for Landon. His third question was, who won the 1963 Heisman Trophy, served 4 years in the Navy, and was named the MVP of Super Bowl and the answer was Bo Jackson. And oh, no, he guessed Bo Jackson, and the answer was Roger Staubach. And his fourth question was, which Major League Baseball team once played as the St. Louis Browns, won multiple World Series titles in their current city, and helped start the retro stadium craze in 1992? And the correct answer, he said he didn't know that one. And then the correct answer was the Baltimore Orioles. So Landon's score was 1 out of 4. Now Zach and I will compete. And so I guess we can start. So who wants to go first?
How about you go first?
Okay.
Or do you want to answer first?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Which NFL franchise was born in 1960, lost the Ice Bowl in 1967, then won its first Super Bowl in 1972?
Well, the Ice Bowl, that sounds like the Dallas Cowboys.
That's correct.
Okay.
Buzzer beater.
Okay, 1 point.
Your
turn. No, I gotta ask you a question now, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. What 1980 Super Bowl team featured players nicknamed the Hogs and the Smurfs?
Orlando Magic, no. Okay.
Okay, the correct answer was the Washington Redskins.
Oh, come on.
Now so known good. As the Washington football team.
Yep. Okay. What sports apparel company was named after Adidas Dassler?
I'm gonna go, it's a little bit of a wild guess here, but I'm gonna go with Adidas.
Oh, that is a very good wild guess. That is correct. Buzzer beater.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, my turn?
Yep.
Wait. Okay. Name the two players selected as the number one draft pick overall in the 2003 and 2004 draft.
Oh, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade?
Half a point. It was Dwight Howard.
Oh, come on. Okay. Oh, buzzer beater.
Okay, so you have 1 minute. Wait, you have how many? 1.5?
Hey, bad.
Okay.
Name the advantage now given to the league that went. Wait, sorry. Name the advantage now given to the league that wins the baseball All-Star game.
Oh, that question, these questions are from 2008, so that's outdated, but the answer would be they can, they have the home field advantage for the World Series is what they used to do, but they changed that.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay. So I have...
Oh, yeah, 3, I think. Yeah, 3.
Okay.
Come back.
Yep, here we go. So, who played at Southern Miss? Wait, who played football at Southern Miss, was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, and won a Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers in his 7th season?
Can I guess multiple times or just one?
Yeah, just go, keep guessing. You got 2 seconds.
Clay Matthews, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams.
The correct answer was Brett Favre.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
That was fun. I hope you guys had fun listening to us, and I hope you had fun trying to answer our questions. Give us a 5-star review or subscribe to us or whatever your favorite podcast app allows for. Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy our next episode. Landon should be back.
Yep.
See you next time on the show. And I hope you liked it. This is Jack. And this is Carpool Sports Talk.